Have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly attract romantic partners while others struggle despite their best efforts? The answer isn't about being good or bad at flirting. It's about understanding your unique flirting style. Based on groundbreaking research with over 9,500 people, Dr. Jeffrey Hall discovered we all have natural ways of communicating attraction that significantly impact our dating success. Unlike typical dating guides prescribing one correct approach, multiple legitimate paths lead to romantic connection, each better suited to different personality types. Whether you're struggling with dating apps, attracting the wrong partners, or simply curious about improving your romantic prospects, understanding your flirting style might be the missing piece to finding the relationship you truly desire. Imagine a bar scene. Kelsey charms everyone effortlessly, while Spencer watches from afar, misreading her friendly nature as disinterest. When they finally talk, the conversation falls flat, another missed connection between different flirting approaches. This scenario illustrates the five distinct flirting styles. Physical flirts use body language and appearance as primary tools, confidently expressing attraction through nonverbal cues. Polite flirts take a careful, rule-governed approach, prioritizing manners and avoiding overtly sexual behavior, often so subtle their interest goes unnoticed. Playful flirts view flirting as a game, enjoying it for its own sake. They're the only style willing to flirt even without physical attraction. Sincere flirts create attraction through genuine personal interest, seeking intimacy through meaningful conversation. Traditional flirts adhere to gender-specific roles. Men should initiate while women respond appropriately. Everyone uses all five styles to varying degrees, typically scoring very high on one or two styles, very low on another, and somewhere in the middle on the rest. Your dominant style explains why you attract certain people and relationships. People find love through three distinct pathways, each matching different flirting styles. The hookup pathway prioritizes immediate chemistry, where "I want you" precedes "I want to know you." Physical and playful flirts excel here, comfortable with direct communication in high-energy settings. However, bar hookups develop into serious relationships only about 12% of the time. The first date pathway involves meeting specifically to get acquainted. About 35% of relationships begin this way. Sincere flirts thrive in this environment, designed for talking and sharing. This pathway also suits polite and traditional flirts who prefer structured interactions. The known quantity pathway represents about 25% of relationships, but is often overlooked in dating guides. These people prefer knowing someone well before considering them romantically. Polite flirts excel here, particularly when approaching someone from their social circle. Research confirms all pathways lead to equally satisfying relationships. The key is finding the approach that aligns with your natural flirting style rather than forcing uncomfortable situations. Physical flirts command social spaces through strategic positioning and calculated approaches. They're confident in expressing attraction and believe they excel at flirting compared to peers. Women score higher on this style across all age groups, with confidence peaking in their 30s. Bars and clubs are their natural habitat. They're 26% more likely to find partners there. They employ pickup artist tactics, competing for attention, isolating potential partners, and using playful teasing. Physical flirts move quickly into physical relationships and experience immediate romantic attraction. However, they struggle with commitment, 33% more likely to flirt while in relationships and 36% more likely to date multiple people simultaneously. Polite flirts, like Noah, embrace propriety and caution. Though socially adept with friends, they struggle with one-on-one romantic interactions. They find aggressive flirting offensive and prefer careful, kind approaches. Women favor this style more than men as protection against misinterpretation and harassment. Polite flirts avoid hookups, preferring to meet partners through friendship or shared activities. 35% more likely at religious establishments, and 10% more likely online. For polite flirts, sex belongs in committed relationships. They're 26% less likely to try sex-first approaches and rarely engage in one-night stands. Once committed, they're intensely loyal, believing love means enduring hardships together. Playful flirts view flirting as a self-esteem boost rather than a path to partnership. They enjoy making others fall for them without wanting commitment, creating challenges in relationships as they struggle to resist flirting with others. This style appears equally in men and women, peaking between ages 25 to 35. Playful flirts visit bars primarily for fun and attention, regardless of reciprocation. They maintain casual attitudes towards sex and relationships. Nearly half describe their last relationship as a casual fling. They embody the ludic love style, playing games while maintaining emotional distance. In contrast, sincere flirts create genuine emotional connections through authentic conversation. For them, good conversation generates chemistry, with emotional bonds preceding physical attraction. Andrew exemplifies this approach, thoughtful and focused on meaningful connections rather than hookups. The sincere style is most common, with women scoring higher than men. Unlike other styles, it remains consistent throughout life. Sincere flirts tend to be open to new experiences, artistic and adventurous. They typically find partners through school, work, friends, and online dating rather than bars. Research shows personality genuinely transforms perceived attractiveness. People become more attractive when displaying intelligence and conversational skills, a phenomenon that greatly benefits sincere flirts. Traditional flirts adhere to clear gender roles. Men initiate and women respond. This style appears more frequently in women than men and, surprisingly, dominates the 18 to 24 age group. These flirts typically have predictable personalities, preferring familiarity over novelty. They embrace a worldview of women as delicate flowers needing protection and men as gallant protectors. Traditional women face flirting challenges because they avoid aggression. They rarely initiate, don't appreciate men's advances, and remain highly selective. Traditional men seek demure, passive women and typically know someone extensively before making romantic approaches. Everyone possesses an internal switch that activates flirting behavior. When on, we communicate and perceive attraction readily. When off, we interpret interactions as merely friendly. Different styles create different frames. Physical and playful styles clearly signal attraction, while sincere and polite styles make attraction signals harder to distinguish from friendship. Flirting is difficult to distinguish from friendliness. Research shows men signal interest more clearly than women, often mistaking friendliness for flirtation. Body language, particularly touch, eye contact, and micro-expressions, provides the clearest signals of interest. People maintain ambiguity in flirting to protect themselves from rejection. Rather than seeking romance in environments unsuited to your style, look for love where you're most comfortable. Each flirting style has optimal settings that create a home field advantage for meeting compatible partners. In attraction, similarity matters most. We're drawn to partners who communicate attraction as we do. No style is universally most attractive. The match is what counts. The key to effective flirting is being comfortable with what you already do well. Focus on situations where you're at your best rather than changing your style. Understanding your natural approach helps you flirt effortlessly and genuinely. Finding love and being loved are among life's greatest joys. By embracing your natural flirting style, you bring yourself closer to finding that connection.